We are introduced in this week's Parsha to Moshe Rabbeinu. One of the interesting questions that some of the Mefarshim wonder about is, was Moshe born great? Was Moshe someone who was destined for greatness? He was born with a certain kind of Kedusha. His destiny was to be Moshe Rabbeinu and the leader of Klal Yisrael. Or was Moshe someone who built himself? Or was Moshe someone who wasn't born with the best qualities, and Moshe was someone who worked very hard to be able to become who he really was? That's a very important question. Some of the Mefarshim deal with it, and we'll see with one that actually was a bit controversial. L'chora, it starts with a pasuk in this week's parsha, Shmos, Perek Beis, pasuk Beis. We'll connect it to Parsha Va'era also, I hope. V'tara isha v'teilad ben v'teira oso kitovhu. So Moshe's mother gives birth to him, and she sees that he is good. V'titpinehu shlosha yirachem. Moshe's a premature child. She has 3 extra months to keep him before the Egyptians are going to come and try and figure out, was there a boy that was born or not. But when she sees him, she notices kitovhu. What does it mean, kitovhu, that he is good? So Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Maseches Sota. The Ramban also references this. Kitovhu kishenolad nismali habayis kula ora. Moshe was different from the start. When Moshe was born, his entire home was filled with light. So says Rashi. If you look at that Gemara in Sota and Daf Yud Beis, you find additional interpretations that also emphasize what appears to be a certain child who was born, and already from the start, he was incredibly unique. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says in Sota, for one day it was Nolad Mahol. He was born without a need for a bris mila. He was, in a certain sense, already complete. The Gemara has another day there, and then when Moshe was born, he was born Hagun Lenevius. He was born already sort of ready, appropriate, fit to become a Navi. That this pasuk seems to indicate for Chazal the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was not an ordinary child at all. Moshe Rabbeinu was someone who was special and unique all the way from the outset. We should point out that there are some Mefarshim, especially those that focus on Pshat, that don't interpret it ki tov hu like this. They interpret the pasuk differently. If you look in the Chizkuni and the Rashbam, they have a different Pshat. The baby was born, Moshe was born very premature, and his mother wanted to see, so is this baby going to make it or not? And when she saw him, kitovhu, that meant that he was already looking healthier. His body had already formed appropriately. That kitovhu meant that here's a child, say the Rashbam and the Chizkuni, one of his days, here's a child that's going to be able to make it. As Farno, I believe, even points out, maybe it means that Moshe was good looking as a baby. Be that as it may, certainly lefi those Mefarshim, according to those Mefarshim, there's not an idea here about how Moshe was destined or tov from the beginning. It's a statement about exactly how he looked. The reality is that we do find a variety of Mefarshim, in particular those connected to the world of Chassidus, that understand that maybe Moshe was not born perfect, and maybe Moshe really was a person who worked on himself tremendously, and we'll quote one from Chassidus, and then 2 additional places where it comes up that are somewhere well known. The Degel Machan Ephraim in Parsha Kisisa quotes from the Baal Shem Tov that the Baal Shem says that Moshe was born, I believe the quote is, he was nolad bivchinas shiyeh rasha gamer. That Moshe was built as someone who really should have, based on his own disposition, he's someone who should have become on some level a rasha gamer. The Or HaChaim in the beginning of Parsha Vilzos HaBracha in Perek Lamed Gimel, the Or HaChaim writes, Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Aleph and Devarim, Lo Shehayativo Mesayu El Hadavar, Moshe's Teva did not help him. Moshe had to overcome nature in order to become who he was. The most famous, undoubtedly, the most famous Marmakom that speaks about Moshe not as having been born so great is a comment of the Tiferes Yisrael, a commentary in the Mishnayos, the end of Seder Nashim. I think I first heard this from my father. It's a very, very well-known Tiferes Yisrael, and a very controversial one. A lot of the stories that we're quoting tonight are found in the article written by Professor Schneer Lyman on the topic, as well in the footnotes. The Oz V'Hadar, Or HaChaim, and Parashas Habracha did an amazing job. But Tiferes Yisrael says like this. Tiferes Yisrael writes, in the context of a famous Mishnah there, Tov Sheberofim Legehenim, that good doctors don't always end up in the best places. What that Mishnah means is, it is not for now, but it probably, I mean, as both of my parents and both of my in-laws are doctors, I hope it doesn't, I think very good. Hopefully it doesn't mean that literally, and it doesn't. Tiferes Yisrael quotes the following Maisa. Tiferes Yisrael says there's a Maisa, there was an Arabian king in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu that wanted to figure out what Moshe was all about. So the king sent people to go see Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar and to get different like versions of the Maisa and to paint a picture of Moshe Rabbeinu. They brought the picture back. They showed it to those that had expertise in looking at faces and being able to discern their qualities. And those people told the king, I don't know who this guy is, but this guy, Moshe, whatever it is, has terrible, terrible, terrible character traits. He's someone who's greedy. He's someone who's haughty. Here is someone who is not at all great. The king is not happy with this at all. The king says, well, one of you is for sure wrong. Either you didn't draw it properly or you didn't interpret it correctly, because this Moshe Rabbeinu took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Undoubtedly, he is someone who is very special. Eventually, I believe the way the story goes, the king goes, sees Moshe, okay, apparently the picture was a correct picture, says to the other guys, well, it must be that you interpreted it correctly. They finally go to Moshe Rabbeinu and ask what pshat is. Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, they're all right, they're all right. That's what I look like, as you can see, and that was an accurate interpretation. I was born with those midos. I was born as someone who wasn't so great, and I worked on this a lot. That's who I worked on it to become who I really am. This comment of the Tiferes Yisrael was one that drove certain people crazy. Some of the Mefarshim point out, look in the Sefer Pardes Yosef, he quotes the Machronim about this. If you look in the Sefer in the Orchaim, they're also, they quote from the Sefer Segulas Moshe. How can that be? Doesn't the Pasuk say, Ki Tovu? Doesn't the Gemara say that when he was born, Nismali Kol HaBayis Ora, that the whole house is filled with, is that possible? Some go a step further. It's like questioning the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. They write in the Orchaim that the Rabbim Migdoli Yisrael Migdoli Hadoros had opposition to this. There's a lot of opposition to this, even in the Tzioni world. The Aderet, which is Rav Kook's father-in-law, Rav Kook himself, whether the Aderet is really Tzioni, that's probably a more complicated question. But the Rav Kook in a letter, not into this Tiferes Yisrael at all. Akadei Kach, that when they published Tiferes Yisrael, as Professor Lyman points out, certain editions of Tiferes Yisrael, they took out this section of Tiferes Yisrael. They found this to be so incredibly controversial to question the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu, to make it seem like he was born like one of us. That's something which is entirely, entirely not simple. The Sefer Pardes Yosef points out, what's interesting, is that the Orachaim and Parshas Vizos HaBracha says that Moshe wasn't born that great. Here he just quotes out that the Orchaim, in Parsha Shmos, Parak Gimel, Pasuk Dalet, writes that Moshe was a Navi Haya Beterem Mibeten Imo, that Moshe was a Navi all the way from the beginning, sounding like Moshe really was so great. So we seem to have two different Mahalchim as far as Mefarshim. Maybe it starts with this Pasuk, but we seem to have two different Mahalchim in terms of Mefarshim. Was Moshe born great or not? Was Moshe born from Kitofu, Nismali, the whole house is filled with light, he's Nolan Mahol, he's Hagim Levius, or was Moshe born as someone who had to work on it, a lot? Sifri Chassidus, the Shemi Shmuel, and others are very fond of this Maisa. I think Professor Lyman points out this Maisa did not originally... Tiferes Yisrael is not the first to quote it, nor when it was originally made up was it have to do with Tiferes Yisrael. Originally it had to do with Aristotle and Socrates, and at some point it sort of like creeped its way in. It certainly reflects a reality and a position in Torah Chassidus that Moshe was not born as great as he was, and this Maisa is a way of reflecting that kind of an idea. As one thing which is interesting here is that what the Gemara really does, what this discussion really reflects, as Professor Lyman points out also, but I think it's clear, two different pathways in terms of how you assess what's really considered to be greatness. Those that have strong opposition to Tiferes Yisrael, the Aderis himself points out, it seems to be from a non-Jewish source, he's taking it from somewhere else, this is not... Those who have strong opposition to it, it's not just textual, Kitofu, it's a belief that a person like Moshe Rabbeinu has to have always been perfect. That real greatness means that you were always great. In Torah HaChassidus, what you find is a slightly different idea, which is maybe you were not always born great, and true greatness has to do with the capacity to overcome. True greatness is not always with perfection. True greatness is by a person who's born one way and works very hard to be able to achieve whatever it is that they're able to achieve. At minimum, this machlokas appears in the context of Moshe Rabbeinu. Could be that in general we've more, b'makom shabali tshuva omdin, but when it comes to the figure like Moshe Rabbeinu, who's so elevated and so special, there's something to be said for Moshe having been very, very special even from the beginning. If really Moshe worked on himself, so on the one hand, we have good insight into why Moshe was if he was destined, so we know why Hashem chose Moshe Rabbeinu. He was built for this. If he worked on himself, so there were qualities of Moshe Rabbeinu that made him fit to be the manhig of Klal Yisrael. Those are the qualities that Moshe Rabbeinu worked on. We should just point out that there's some mefarshim that note there seem to be specific qualities that differentiate Moshe Rabbeinu from others. The author of Kelm liked to point out, I believe, this Rabbi Yerucham quotes, that the Alter of Kelm said, well, one of the things we know about Moshe Rabbeinu before he was actually chosen was that Moshe Rabbeinu was someone who had the midah of compassion for his friends. When he saw Jews in trouble, Moshe was sensitive. And one of the things you certainly want in a leader is someone that understands the need to be sensitive and to be compassionate when it comes to other people. Be that as it may, two different mahalchim Moshe Rabbeinu. It's going to take us to appreciate the greatest of Moshe Rabbeinu, which we find in parts of Eira also in the beginning, Ushmi Hashem Lonodati Lehem, when we compare the Avos and Moshe Rabbeinu. So part of what makes Moshe Rabbeinu unique, some of the Mefarshim are going to say what makes Moshe Rabbeinu so unique is that he is always perfect from the beginning. And some will say what makes Moshe so special is that Moshe was not born as special. Moshe was someone that worked on himself and can serve as a model for us as someone who continued to work on himself, developed, and was undoubtedly incredibly growth-oriented. Shkayach, have a wonderful night.